Town Port is looking for you. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you today?
I am great. I feel so stable now that I'm back to using Sasha and not trying to trick people with a different name every week.
You know, you were tricking me also. I had no idea who I was going to encounter in the studio. It's nice now to have a little bit of continuity.
The continuity, that's what I meant. I feel very grounded.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but at least the name is the same. Let's not go overboard.
Yeah, I just feel so grounded using the same name 2 weeks in a row.
Wow, this is wonderful. It's a whole new you, Sasha.
Whole new Sasha.
Are you going to be able to maintain? Well, we'll have to see if you're going to maintain it through the end of 2019.
I was going to say, if you check in with me, like, hourly or bi-hourly, it's a whole new me, too. So it's not really that unusual.
So just so happens that you came into the studio exactly at Sasha time. Had we taped this an hour later, it could have been any myriad of names, is what you're saying.
Yes and no. No, I was deciding I was going to stay Sasha as of last week. So I don't mean any myriad of names. I mean any myriad of moods, really.
So it could be Sasha happy or Sasha not happy or Sasha tired or Sasha not tired.
Sasha angry.
Sasha, you would be irritable. Angry? I can't see you being angry, Sasha.
Really? We haven't had some irritable shows that you've found humorous at how irritated I was?
Oh, I found you irritating off air and stuff, or irritable off air.
I thought there were many times you found me getting angry on the air about something.
Well, yes. Well, you're always riled up about something in this town.
That's what
now,
I mean.
Let me ask you a question. Is today's snow going to rile you up? Because I'm miserable right now. It's the first big snow we're getting of the season, and I hate everybody and everything. And that's all I have to say about it.
Every time I'm going to get snowed on, I feel it too. I just feel like I don't like anything that's against my will. And I feel like I'm going to be locked in my house against my will. And then that makes me all kinds of anxious and unhappy and upset.
These are the days that I wish I was like 30 years older and could logically move to Florida and just call it a day at this point. That's what I dream for. But I'm still years and years and years away. So we have to endure this ridiculous snow that's coming.
This nonsense. And, you know, I try to figure out how other people do it. And over the years, I've interviewed so many other fellow stay-at-home moms about how they're able to handle being trapped in the snow. Most of them say they read good books. A lot of them are big readers. So the snow promotes avid reading.
Yeah, that'd do it for me about 10 seconds, and then I'm out of my mind because I got to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's my problem too. But I find that that's what most people tell me works for them. Or they do baking. They do a lot of baking with the kids.
So basically I can weigh 7,000 pounds when it snows. Those are my options?
Right. Or you could read.
So I can read and bake and eat. That's it. How insane was the supermarket? Were you at the supermarket yesterday? How crazy it was? It's like we're having an apocalypse here.
It's never going
to be open again.
It's always that before a snowstorm. People act like they won't be able to get out for 2 whole weeks. And they need the rations.
I did buy like 5 things of salsa and guacamole and chips, though, just to sustain us, you know. Those are sustenance foods for wintertime, right?
Yeah. I have a friend who works over at the Trader Joe's who told me that what he finds funny is he's had families that come in there for years. And he said that he had a family with 5 children, but now all 5 children are grown and out of the house. And he said the mom and dad still come in and buy like $200 worth of snow preparation food. And it's just the 2 of them now. It's not the 7 of them.
So maybe we should go over to their house and I just call it a day. And then I don't have to buy my own crap anymore.
You know, the best snowstorm I ever had was we were going to these rotational dinner parties at different people's houses that we didn't know. We had just moved to Townfield, and it was through like the Townfield Welcome Neighbors Club.
Oh my, I can't think of anything more miserable. Yeah.
I know you would never do it, but we did it. And every month somebody else had to host it. And these people hosted it. And it was going to be a huge storm. And we were so lucky that the theme that night was like Jamaican Caribbean food. And so they were so kind. They said, anyone who wants to just sleep over, the kids could bring the kids. The kids could sleep over too. They had a huge house. We didn't sleep over though, but we did bring the kids. And instead of it just being an adult dinner party, it was like a big family fiesta, Caribbean style. People were on the grill, even though it was 2 degrees out and snowing. And I have to tell you, even though I didn't know any of these people, I thought this is actually a really fun way to spend a snowstorm. I thought it would be even better if we all knew each other and we weren't all brand new to each other. But it was a better way to spend a snowstorm than sitting alone at home with just your family staring at each other.
I tend to disagree. And I would ask you to do me a favor, since you've told me under the moniker of Sasha that you like that party. From now on, can you please use different names? Because I have no respect anymore for the Sasha character at this point.
Sasha. So, yes. I liked it. Listen, it was like 15 years ago, 14 years ago. We knew nobody in town. And it was better to spend it with like 8 people we just met than sitting there staring at each other ourselves.
So 15 years into the future, looking now, would you still feel that same way, or have you become so curmudgeonly at this point that you would hate that and would rather sit by yourself with chips, salsa, and guacamole watching TV?
It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. You know, just like you, I have a love-hate relationship with how much I need people around. I need people around, and then when I have people around, some of them are too annoying to be around, and then I go into a hole and isolate for a while, and then I come back up and think, what I need is people. I think of Barbara Streisand. I know Bette Midler. I think people. I think that I'm a people who needs people. But then I realize it has to be the right kind of people. It has to be like you and certain people that make me laugh and have an edge. It can't be just the people that are talking about the mundane, the kid stuff all the time, the kid, you know.
Right.
That makes me want to fucking shoot myself.
The beautiful part is, thank you for giving me the segue, because you spoke about miserable kids and you spoke about, I don't know what
miserable
else.
Miserable kids. Just, I don't like hearing on and on about the essays they're writing for college, the process.
Oh, here you go. Perfect.
The volleyball tournaments. Like, it all just makes me nuts.
So basically, you will not be applying for one of the openings in the tutoring center in town. They're looking for people to tutor students. So they wanted me to put it out there. And thank you for the perfect segue about how much you hate doing all that other stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, that's funny. I was a tutor when I was a junior in junior high school because I just needed to make money to buy some food. So I was tutoring other kids. But that's the last time I tutored. Yeah, I don't see me tutoring. My son tutored some people, and he really enjoyed it.
Okay, so maybe we can get him there. But the tutoring center is actually, all kidding aside, looking for people, looking for teachers. Apparently, there are quite a few students who have no idea what they're doing, and they need some help. So just go down. It's on Main Street. If you have credentials, go get it.
I think if you have teaching credentials, you make a lot of money tutoring. You can make like $200 an hour.
$200 an hour?
I swear.
Are you kidding
you're
me?
You're a real teacher.
Oh, my God. I'm going back to get my teaching degree right now. Then.
Just so you could go tutor.
Exactly.
I know. They make a lot. But then like the kids who tutor make, significantly less. And then,
Well, speaking of, you've given me perfect segues. Last thing we need to talk about today, we did have a listener question directed towards you, Sasha. They wanted to know, you spoke about it last year, what are some good holiday gifts for the teachers in school? You're good at that. I would just say get them Brut by Fabergé or Old Spice or something along those lines.
Or the gift of podcast.
Or the gift of podcast, right.
Like we talked about last week.
But honestly, besides the gift of podcast, which I'm sure every teacher in Townport is listening to as we speak, maybe not, what other gifts would you like to
I think last year I told you that I give the gift cards because I always read that really what they want at the end of the day is gift cards and money.
Right.
They all say that really is what they want. They don't want like all kinds of candles and lotions and potions.
Right.
They want gift cards and money.
Now, if it's a teacher that you don't like, will you get a gift card to a shitty store just to screw them over, or will you not get them something at all?
I've never done that. I've never disliked any of the teachers so much that I want to be like retaliating or being some weirdo, being mean. No, I've always given a gift to either a nice restaurant or store that I like. But now my kids are both in high school. It's past the point. Last year I told you I still felt like I needed to because they said other people were giving envelopes. But now we're past that point. We're not giving any teacher gifts.
Wait, going back. So it's a store that you like, not necessarily a store that anybody else would like, because you have some very interesting eclectic taste.
Well, I wouldn't just do from my eclectic taste. I would do the kind of stores that they would all like.
Oh, come on. You got to have some fun. You know what? I'm buying the gift cards for your kids' teachers, and you're going to give them without knowing what they are, and you'll see the reactions and what happens.
Oh, my gosh. When you're going to give them the adult Exotica exactly. stores, triple
How perfect
X.
will that be? I think that's a great idea.
Could you imagine?
Will you allow me that privilege of doing that for your
children?
Then the town
will call CPS on me, and I'll be under investigation as an unfit parent.
And oh my God, it sounds perfect.
That go on. Yeah, I don't want to give them a triple X gift card.
All right, I promise it won't be triple X. It could be anything.
I really know. They're dumb. You know what? They make enough money. They make like $150,000 a year. They're making more money than me at this point. I'm not giving any gift cards.
All right. So basically, listener who wrote in gift cards for teachers or cash. Make sure they are gift cards from Sasha's favorite stores, though. Otherwise, they really are not that good.
Universally good stores you have to give them to. You can't give them to something obscure.
How about
you
got to
give it to stuff they're going to need. Like, I don't know, Amazon gift cards is what they want. They can use it for anything.
How about the store that you got into the fight with the woman when you were buying a pillow? Would you buy a gift card for that store?
I've bought nothing since then. And you know what's funny? This summer, I was at a party. Remember how I said that I had a friend in corporate there?
Yeah.
I was at that friend's 50th birthday party in New York City, and I finally got to tell her the story and one of her colleagues from the New York corporate office who was dying, the male colleague, was laughing so hard, and he kept it throughout the night. Whenever he would see us, he would go, "Fuck, da da da." They would laugh so much amongst themselves because they both since then had quit and moved on. So when they'd see each other at the party, they'd go, "Fuck, da da da," ha ha, and like laugh. They loved it, loved the whole
amazing,
story.
Amazing. So, listeners, if you want to know what da 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 is, write us and we will tell you. Other than that, We're going to review the town windows. We're going to do it pre-Christmas. So our next show will be reviewing town windows in town, giving our awards to who had the best window. And that's about it. If you're looking to make some scratch, go to the tutoring center. I'm going to sit with my salsa, chips, and guacamole and eat until the snow stops.
I think I'm going to sign up for Club Pilates this week as I'm thinking because I'm inspired by you.
Beautiful.
Sir Paul.
You sure you don't want to come to the community center with me, or are you going to do it at Club Pilates?
I'm going to try Club Pilates first and see how that goes.
Perfect. She will be Pilates'd out by next week. And as always,
I hope
my name
I can
is
be
Paul.
Like you, all dapper and thin and fit, like the fittest man ever.
Right, exactly.
Fitter than he was in his 30s and 40s.
Well, that goes without saying.
He looks better in his 50s than in his 30s and 40s. I want to be that guy.
I want you to be that guy too.
I want to be fitter than in my 30s and 40s. Like you, Paul.
There you go, Sasha. Club Pilates is calling. As always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, a pleasure seeing you. Enjoy the snow. I will talk to you a couple days before Christmas.
Oh, I look forward to that. We love you, community.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.